The Joy of Eating. This is Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts. Joining us for this edition of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts, is life and culture reporter for MLive.com and dining reporter Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
Where should we begin this conversation?
You know, this time of year is such a big time for food.
Oh, when isn't it?
Well, I mean, when you're eating out of your pantry and your freezer, it's cool.
That's true.
You can make soups and stews, and we'll have lots to talk about then, too.
Right.
But this time of year is especially exciting. You know, Michigan produces a lot of great agriculture, and there's so much fresh food available right now straight off of the farms. It's a fun time to be eating in Michigan.
And we have great farmers markets around here, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, DeStart.
Almost every day of the week, there is a place where you can go buy fresh vegetables and produce and prepared foods directly from farmers. It's pretty awesome.
What are you seeing that you like right now?
Well, so this, tomatoes out of my backyard. That's the
short answer. And you can keep the deer away?
So this is the first year that I finally gave up on trying to plant my tomatoes in the ground. And I bought a bunch of pots, and I have them on my deck. So I still have to ward off the squirrels, and they've been taking bites out of my hot peppers, which I think, you know, then they get their own instant karma.
Unless they like it spicy.
Right.
You never know.
But I'm starting to get some yield from my tomato plants, and I'm very excited. You know, it's like we'll split one cherry tomato right now with a plate of scrambled eggs, but we've got them, and they taste good, and it's nice. I went to the farmer's market, and I bought a bunch of heirloom tomato plants, and I got the little, like, you know, the descriptor thingies that you put in the ground next to them. And so if you're at my house, I can pull those up and I can tell you. But there are a bunch of them.
Okay.
And they're all different.
The Ann Arbor area is a great place for vegetarians and vegetables and vegans, even restaurant-wise.
Yeah, we've got a couple of great vegan restaurants. And one of them is celebrating its third birthday in its bricks and mortar location. And that's the Lunchroom. They started off as a food cart at Mark's Carts. One of the original food carts. And 3 years ago, on August 6th, they opened their bricks and mortar location, and they're celebrating their birthday. They're having a big celebration coming up on Saturday, August 13th. They'll have live music and cake and ice cream and lots of celebrations, surprises, they say. So head over to the Lunchroom in Carytown and wish Joel and Phyllis a happy anniversary, because this is a pretty big deal.
For people who think, nah, I'm not going to a vegan restaurant, entice us with something that is delicious there.
Well, let me tell you, I ate brisket for lunch today. I like to eat the meat. And yet, when I go to the Lunchroom, I don't think about what I'm not getting. I think about what I am. And they have a really great approach to food where you're eating food that might be good for you, but it's not designed because it's good for you. It's designed because it tastes good. And it just happens to not include animal products, if that makes any sense.
Oh, totally.
So there's so many things that I love to eat there. They make a macaroni and cheese with a cashew sauce that tastes like a melty cheese sauce. Oh, man, on Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays. All kinds of great vegetable fillings, and they include so many spices that are kind of native to spicing meat that you don't even really notice that you're not eating ground beef or pork. You're just eating really yummy food.
It's the Lunchroom.
The Lunchroom.
Where is it located?
It is located in the Carytown building.
Okay.
Yeah, Carytown Market building.
I've seen that. Are there new restaurants coming on the horizon in our area?
Well, funny you should say that, because it's a perfect segue. Back in the old days of Mark's Carts, right across the courtyard from the Lunchroom was one of my other favorite carts, and that was Son Street. And Son Street made delicious Korean food. And after a year away, where she learned more of the art of cooking Korean food and the art of cooking fresh local food in Italy, Jihae Kim is back in town, and she's getting ready to open her first bricks and mortar restaurant. She's doing this in collaboration with Zingerman's, where she became a managing partner about a year and a half ago, and they went through a whole process, and she's got funding and backing from them, and they're opening in the Carytown Market, in the space that used to be the Carytown Bistro and then was Eve, the original location of Eve the restaurant. It's going to be called Miss Kim, and though it will include some of the items that were in the food truck, it's a little bit more, I wouldn't say formal, but it's a little more upscale than a food cart, and it's Jihae's take on kind of an American lens of classic Korean cooking. from what I've tasted so far, it's going to be tremendous.
When do you think it's going to open?
I've been peering in the windows. In fact, so much that I think that's why they just papered them over. So you can't
they did. That's
tell.
Hilarious.
But on the Facebook page for the restaurant, which is called Miss Kim, they're starting to post pictures of recipe testing, and you can see they've made a lot of progress inside, and it should be open by the end of the month, from what I can tell. So we'll have more information on MLive as soon as we get it.
That's where you can read Jessica Webster's writing about life and culture and food on MLive.com. And she is talking to us for Art and Soul right now. Other new restaurants opening in our area?
Well, you know, again, something I've been looking forward to for quite a while. Another restaurateur from the Ann Arbor area is opening another restaurant. And that's Adam Baru and his executive chef, Brendan McCall. They're opening their third Ann Arbor restaurant. And, you know, I have to say, when they moved into town, or when Adam started opening restaurants in town, his first one was one that we all thought Ann Arbor really needed, an authentic Italian restaurant. We got Mani Osteria.
Okay.
And then everyone said, boy, you know what I really wish? I wish we had a really good Mexican restaurant. So he opened Isolita. And I'll tell you what, people started looking around and saying, boy, you know what I wish someone would open? A French restaurant. So Adam, being a savvy restaurateur, found a spot, the old Cafe Marie on Plymouth Road, and he's opening a classic French bistro called Miquette.
Miquette?
Yes.
And have you heard anything about the menu or what to expect there?
I will only say that I expect it to be excellent
food
because the two of them excel at customer service and really good food. So as soon as we hear something about the menu, we will absolutely be publishing that on MLive as well. And I'll probably talk about it next time we're here together.
Yes, or maybe we could be sampling food from there.
Yes.
I know another new restaurant that just opened. It's not a restaurant. It's an ice cream shop in Ypsilanti. Just opened not too long ago.
It's pretty exciting. This is another one that started off small and with, I think, crowdfunding. Go Ice Cream opened on Washington Street in Ypsilanti. And they have some really interesting and innovative flavors.
Mm.
And some delicious-looking sundaes. I was intending to get there on Saturday for their grand opening, but man, that soccer traffic in Ann Arbor kind of had me hunkered down.
Right. Didn't they start with on a bicycle?
Right, they were doing deliveries, yep.
Yeah, I looked them up. It says, the tastiest small batch, handcrafted ice creams and vintage soda fountain treats. And I followed them on Twitter, and they had tweeted a while ago about marshmallow s'more flavor.
We kind of have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to ice cream these days. Also,
right.
Blank Slate Creamery in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yes.
Also, really interesting flavors, like blueberry pancake is one of their flavors.
I think they make one with a donut from Zingerman's.
Oh, yeah. And they make some with coffee, I think, from Mighty Good. And yeah, they've got some, you know, we've got some really interesting people working within the ice cream genre.
And there's always the Washtenaw Dairy. That's
right?
Been around for a long time.
Always lines out the door there, too. And they have a Poke Stop and a Poke Gym.
Well, there you go. You can read about Jessica's restaurant expertise on MLive.com. She's a life and culture reporter and a dining reporter. And, the name seems familiar.
I think you can also listen to me on Sundays from 3 to 5 as I host The In Crowd here on WEMU.
Aha. Thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts, here on 89.1 WEMU.